Welcome to the RodeoKids.com podcast. I'm your host, Kia Marie Widmer. Today, I want to talk about what goes on in and outside of the arena when it comes to bullying. And I am so sad to even have to have this conversation or this podcast, but in the world that we live in right now, unfortunately, it is a problem, and some kids are seeing it at a really deep level and a very young age. And it's so unfortunate because it's so difficult for them to even understand what's happening or why anybody would do that when they're just trying to have fun and, you know, you're innocent and it's not your fault and people are being mean to you or picking on you or making fun of you. As you become successful or as you do the things that other people want to do but can't or are too scared to, oftentimes you're going to get picked on. You're going to get bullied. People are going to be mean to try to make themselves feel better. It's something that's happened for ages and ages, but unfortunately, it seems to be becoming more prevalent and at a younger age these days. I think that's where social media and Snapchat and all of these things that we have access to and that kids have access to that we don't necessarily even realize that they're seeing, they're interacting with. So we really need to be careful to make sure that, we need to be careful of what we say around kids and what we let them have access to. A lot of times I see parents let their kids play on their phone and they know how to go through their social media. And that's okay if you teach them how to do it correctly and if you have a good, clean social media profile and the people that you follow are also positive. There is this awesome and wonderful button on social media that says unfollow. And when you do that, you are still friends with that person, but you don't see what they post unless you go to their page. So if you have that negative Nancy or somebody that your child or even yourself might see when you're scrolling through, just right-click on that or click on that little drop-down button and click unfollow. I mean, there's a lot of people, I mean, I've even got family members that I've had to do that too because I don't want to fill my life with negativity. And if anybody ever goes through my newsfeed, I don't want to be a part of it. Also, when you get tagged in things, make sure to go and check and see what your name is tagged in just to make sure that whoever looks at your profile, it's good and it's clean. And there's also an awesome button called delete. There is no need to have to partake in that kind of stuff. Delete, block, just get rid of it. Get rid of that trash in your life, in your children's lives. Just don't even let them see it. There's no reason for it. It doesn't do anybody any good. So that's something that you can do very simply and easily just on your own time. Go through and clean that up. And then when you're at the event, again, I hate even having to say this, but kill them with kindness. You do you. Don't worry about anybody else. What they think is none of your business. And we've done a podcast on that before, but it's so true. And I know that it's really hard, but when somebody makes fun of you, it's really important to don't even say anything, ignore it, but tell yourself it's okay. Like that's their deal. That's their business. If they think that way, that's okay. It is not your responsibility to change how anybody acts or how anybody thinks. The only thing that you can do is have control of yourself. Know that when you entered the arena or when you got out of the truck or when you went to school or when you went to work, that you went for a good reason, that you've done everything that you can to be a good, positive person. If you have done something that causes people to be mean or to want to bully you, or if you've been a bully, apologize. Be human. People will be way less likely to bully you if after you've done something bad, if you just walk up and say, hey, I'm sorry, what can we do to make this right? And there are times, too, that you need to just walk up to that person and ask them, say, hey, you know, what did I do wrong? Is there a reason that you're saying this about me? Is there a reason that you feel the need to be mean to me? And just confront them. Just go straight up to them. And how they react, again, that's on them. That's their responsibility to deal with that. long as you have done what it takes to clear your conscience, and if you walk up to him and ask him, what did I actually do wrong to you, or why are you actually treating me this way, then it puts all the responsibility on them. The ball has been turned over to your court, and you have got the upper hand because you're putting them on the spot, and it's up to them to own up to it or feel embarrassed or whatever it may be, and that will make you a stronger, better person. And if they have a reason to say that, if they say, you know, if you did do something, you might be able to come to terms with that individual and move past it. And a lot of times the other person that's being mean is being mean because they're jealous or they have self-confidence issues themselves. They're just trying to get your attention, trying to make you look at them. It is unfortunate, but that's the way that we as humans sometimes cope. We have downfalls, and going up to that person and confronting them and then letting it go. Don't hold grudges. One of my very good friends taught me this lesson in a way that I will never forget. When I went to school, I went to college in Durant, Oklahoma at Southeastern Oklahoma State University, and there were some kids from all over the country. I'm from Iowa. There's people from Missouri, Illinois, and one of the girls, who is now one of my very best friends, was from Virginia. And when she first got down there to the school, and we were all freshmen, and she had this accent, and I used to make fun of her for it, and it was mean, and there was no reason for me to do it, and I don't think that I meant it harmfully, but I still did it, and there was no reason for me to be doing that. And somebody was videoing one of her runs at one of the rodeos with her video camera, and I was sitting beside him, and I had no idea that they were using her camera, and she saw her video, and in the background, there I was making a comment about her that wasn't nice, that wasn't necessary, that was rude, and it was me being a very small person at that time. I had no reason to talk bad about that girl, and she confronted me about it. She marched right up to me, and she looked me in the eye, and she said, "Why did you say that about me? What do you have against me?" I cowered down, and I felt so embarrassed. I was so sorry, and I apologized, and I felt like a total mean girl. It was so unnecessary for me to do that and to say that, and I am so proud of her for coming up to me and confronting me eye to eye, face to face, girl to girl, and saying, "What were you doing? Why did you say that?" Because it really opened my eyes to maybe some of the other things that I was saying about people that I shouldn't have been. Once I told her that I was sorry and she called me out about it, she got it off of her chest. I was able to apologize, and we were able to mend that relationship. Now we're best friends. After that, we started hauling together to the rodeos. So it went from me making fun of this girl that I really didn't even know very well to making fun of her and her confronting me and me having to realize that she is a human and she does feelings. Without that situation and that position for me to gain that kind of respect for her, I don't know if we would have become best friends. So you just never know what kind of adversity will lead to those kinds of friendships. So don't be afraid to just go ask. March right up to them. Be the bigger person. If they tell you something that you did, own up to it. If they tell you a whole line of craziness that's not true, just look them in the eye and say, "That's not true. Please stop talking about me. I would really appreciate it." If you've gotten to the point that you need to have this conversation, also, make sure that you haven't been keeping score. If every time that they say something bad about you, you turn around and say something bad about them, that doesn't make you any better of a person. So when you go to have this conversation, make sure that you address what they said about you. If you have been talking bad about them, tell them that you are sorry too. Soon as you solve the issue of whatever they've said, you have to let it go. If they apologize, if they genuinely, sincerely apologize, you have to let it go and let it be in the past and move forward from it. It's off your chest. It's on to them to make it right and to be a good person about it. And then you need to smile at them, try to be friends with them, talk to them. Just let them know that you're not holding that grudge and You might even be able to gain a relationship like my best friend of 10 years now from college, who I used to make fun of, and I have. Now, if that individual continues to make fun of you and continues to be rude or mean or spread lies or whatever it is that they're doing, that's on them. After you've confronted them, after you've done what you could to make it better, then you just have to learn to roll with the punches, keep your head up, focus on yourself. Once you have done what you can do to make yourself feel better and to try to stop it, and it's on them, then you just have to keep moving forward. You know that they're not capable of overcoming this at that time, that they're probably influenced by the wrong kind of people. They're probably surrounding themselves with people who lie and gossip and maybe even cheat and who knows what they do. But when you put it on their court, then it's your responsibility to let it go and let it be their problem and not think about it. Just focus on the good, focus on the positive, and keep moving forward with a smile on your face. Keep working hard at what you're doing and let it be their problem, because over time, karma is a real thing and that comes around and people will get bit in the butt. And just make sure that you don't flip the switch and start talking about them too, because that will not get you anywhere. If you are a parent and you are having this situation happen to your child, I'm not a mom, so that's a rocky situation and it's not something that I completely understand, but I can only imagine how much it makes your heart hurt. I do know that there's a little girl on our Pony Pro team who is being bullied and she's just heartbroken about it and it breaks my heart for her. The only suggestions that I can give to you is continue to be the bigger person and don't be afraid to go confront that mom nicely with an open mind and just say, hey, where is this coming from? Why is this happening? What did my child do to your child? Is there anything that I missed somewhere in this that created this problem that we're having now? And just go up to that mother or father and talk to them man to man or woman to woman or whoever it is. Be confident when you do it and just say, hey, like, why is this happening? But again, same as if you're going to ask your child to go do it, don't go up there with a big old chip on your shoulder ready to fight, because then you're going to have a fight. Just go up there with an open mind and honesty and just try to figure out how we can fix this and try to go with a solution too. If there is a chance that you know what has been going on and why it's been going on, maybe go to that parent and ask them to come up with a plan to sit the kids down and have a discussion together as to how to get through it, how to help each other, because we are responsible for teaching these children how to react when they grow up and they have these problems in the real world when mom and dad aren't around. If we don't address them and we don't teach them how to get through these situations with maturity and with an open mind and to apologize and move on, then we are failing as adults, parents, coaches to prepare these kids for the future. So make sure that you are doing your part as well in being a part of the solution and not part of the problem. And that also goes back to make sure that when such and such's kid starts picking on your kid, you don't go start talking to such and such. You know, keep your circle small. Everybody needs a confidant here and there, so don't be afraid to talk to somebody that you trust about it, but don't go be that person that's just yak, yak, yakking all the time, because then you become that person who's yak, yak, yakking all the time. Keep your circle small. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Be open-minded. Be positive. When it works, that's great, and try to mend that relationship and build into, you know, great little people. And if it doesn't, then walk away, take a deep breath, let it roll off your back, toughen up, and take care of yourself and make sure that at least you've done what you can do. Keep moving forward and let it be their problem, not yours. I know it's easier said than done, but I believe that you can do it. And know that success comes with a price. I mean, if you're going to be successful, people are going to put a target on your back. If you go and buy a new horse that whether it costs $500 or $500,000, if it's any good, you're going to have a target on the back, and people are going to start making stuff up about you. Just let it roll off your back. It's none of their business. If it's none of their business what you're doing, then it's none of your business what they're thinking. So always keep that in mind. Again, easier said than done, but as you put in the work and you go out there and you start to get better, kids are also going to think that mommy and daddy paid for it, or, well, you just got help from such and such, and that's why you're doing so much better. And that's awesome. If you went and got help from such and such, good for you. That is a pat on your back. That's why you're going to kick their booties. And don't be ashamed of that. Don't ever let anybody shame you from getting help and working hard. And if they do, you just smile their direction and just think you could do it too. It's up to you to do it too. Bring it on. Let's practice together. You know, you can always do some reverse psychology stuff too. And if they're wanting to make fun of you for getting better, just say, hey, like, I love competition. I would like to see you be at this level too. Let's work together. You can come over to practice, or I have a lesson with such and such on Thursday. I'll ask her if she wants more people to come, and I can give you her number, or I can have her call you. Or even if you don't know if they want to have lessons, just say, hey, here's the number of the person that I've been going to get help from, and I know that they'd love to help you too. Maybe we can do a lesson together. I mean, there's just so many things that you can do to reverse the situation with a positive twist and to create good out of the bad. It's not always going to happen, and when it doesn't, you just got to walk away and keep doing you. You do you, they say. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope that advice helps you guys, and please do not ever hesitate to reach out to us at RodeoKids.com. We are here to help you 100% of the way through competition, through products, through your mental game, all of it. We are here for you, and we want nothing more than to see you be successful and achieve all of your dreams that you possibly can think of. So find us on Facebook, Instagram, call us, text us, email us, however you prefer. We can set up a Zoom meeting so we can meet face to face. However you prefer, we are here for you. So go out there, do your best, keep smiling, stay positive, and always have fun. This RodeoKids.com podcast was brought to you by the Twisted Philly Clothing Company. They have the most adorable screen tees for your punchy and ranchy little cowboys and cowgirls, as well as cute clothing for the parents. Not to mention their awesome youth caps. And when I say youth, I don't mean adult caps that just have lots of snaps or Velcro on the back to adjust. These are legitimate youth caps that are just perfect and fit like a glove. Find all your adorable Twisted Philly Clothing Company apparel at RodeoKids.com under the shop tab.